are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, I don't understand these middle schoolers. I have a middle school student, kid in middle school. And then the other one, fifth grade, their school calls it middle school. I know middle school is supposed to be sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, but I have a fifth grader, I have an eighth grader. And I guess we're being told, not so much in my school that my kids go to, but in general, that middle school are still snorting Smarties. Now, this looks like a new story to a lot of us, but this is something that's been going on for a while. They are snorting the candy Smarties. We're not talking Reese's Pieces. We're not talking Babe Ruth's. Those little Smartie candies. But what we're finding is that this could lead to nasal maggots. This is some crazy, crazy stuff. So we're going to talk about that if that doesn't make you cringe. I'm looking at the maggots right now. This is some scary stuff. I don't know why kids are so stupid. You're going to snort a Smartie? Well, don't these middle schoolers have anything else to do in the seventh grade? Then another study has come out saying sunshine and sunlight not only decreases your risk for cancer, but also heart attack and stroke. If you cut off sun exposure completely, you can increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. Of course, this is very, very difficult for us to stomach since we're all scared to death of getting skin cancer. So, all right. Then, very interesting football weekend. Yes, I will kind of explain and eat a little bit of crow, all right, even though I was half right. But I guess the NFL will eliminate the extra point. You know how after a touchdown, then they do the field goal kick? Okay, I'm not talking about the field goal for the 3 points. I'm talking about the extra kick after the touchdown. They're thinking about just eliminating that completely. I'll tell you how that's going to work. A lot of people are for this. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Talia Show. But I also want to discuss medical astrology. This was a very, very popular segment that we had a while back, about a couple years ago on my show, where depending on your sign, right, what sign you are, whether you're Capricorn or Aquarius, whatever, you may be more prone to certain medical issues. Now, there's not any science behind this, but it's pretty damn cool. So, as you can see, extremely, extremely busy day on the Dr. Talia Show. So call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. With your questions, your comments, tell us your sign, and I will look you up and tell you what your medical issues could be. I tell you, I dig the whole astrology thing. I don't really read my horoscope because I think the horoscopes are very vague and very generalized. You know, you will meet somebody that could lead to your success today. Well, success at what? A diet? All I have to do is see a skinny size 2 person and, you know, that's going to make me feel fat and then I'm going to go on my diet. I mean, it could be anything. But it's just for me, you know, kind of, I don't know. So the whole horoscope thing, I've never seen anything that was really direct. Like, Dahlia, you'll finally get your period today so you can stop taking all those pregnancy tests and freak out that night with you and Dirk led to a baby. No, I never got anything like that, you know, and so it would be nice if something like that would be true. I think I'd believe it more. Okay, so let's just quickly talk about the football picks that I had. Now, all right, remember, this was a very, very difficult football weekend for a lot of us, okay? I thought it was going to be the Broncos and the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, but we looked at the NFL injury report, and even though groin injuries in the past used to hurt your chances, now it looks like it increased your chances. So when you looked at the Patriots Patriots NFL injury report versus the Broncos. The Patriots have so many groin injuries. I thought they would win until I realized that four people on your team with groin injuries, there's no way you could play. And you would fumble like you did this weekend. So, obviously, the Broncos had it. So, I have to eat some crow on this one. The Seahawks, however, their groin injuries on the NFL injury report, their groin injuries, as predicted, sailed them to a win. That was a pretty damn good game. I didn't think the 49ers would lose by that much, but I thought it was even going to be closer. But still, pretty damn good game. So, the Seahawks made it. Now, of course, everybody's now all waiting for my prediction, right, mine only, and only my prediction for Super Bowl. I don't know what to do, okay, because we saw what has never, ever been seen, where groin injuries could hurt or help. So what I need to do is I'm going to have to dissect every player's groin who got injured and decide if that puts that team at risk. Keep in mind, everybody's thinking, oh, it's going to be the Broncos, it's going to be the Broncos, it's going to be the Broncos. But look what happened last year with the Ravens. That was kind of unique, right? You know, that whole season was weird. And then when you look at this year with the Panthers making it to divisional playoffs, this is a weird season. There's a chance the Seahawks could win. So give me some time. We got about a week and a half until I have to, you know, report my picks. Let me do some dissecting. Let me really, really dig deep into this whole groin injury issue. And I will then tell you what's going on. In the meantime, we got a lot of debate going on with the NFL, where they may just get rid of that extra point. You know how you make a touchdown, you get 6 points, then the kicker kicks the last point to make the seventh? They're thinking that this is kind of ridiculous. What they think they should do is keep the two-point conversion, all right, but maybe just automatically, I don't have the site, and correct me if I'm wrong. I think what they want to do is they just want to automatically give you the 7 points, okay? Then allow the teams to go for an 8th point, either with a regular passing or running play, just like you would do with a 2-point conversion, except that would only be a 1-point conversion. But if you screw up the 1-point conversion, you lose a point and you only get 6 points for touchdown. You get that? Okay, so automatic 7 points. Then you go into the 2-point conversion, but not 2-point, it'll be 1 point to get that extra point. So it's an actual play instead of a kick, which a lot of us think is boring. Then, but we get to go to the bathroom during that time. But if you lose that 2-point conversion play, which is only for 1 point, you lose the point to the 6 points. Got it? Make sense? Okay, so that's what they think they're going to do. And it may actually go forward. The problem is you know, it could take a while with the NFL. But I still like my bathroom breaks after the touchdown. All right, don't go away. Your medical horoscope coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 937 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Our iHeart launch is supposed to be happening this week. If you have any issues, please contact us at drdahlia.com so we can make sure we forward that to iHeart and make sure that all that gets set up for you guys. We're pretty excited. From what we heard, it was supposed to start today, but I haven't been able to check on that, so we will keep you posted once we do. Now, medical astrology is always a cool topic on this show because, you know, people don't realize as a doctor, you get asked everything. You know, listen, I get up on the left side of the bed versus I get up on the right side of the bed, or I sleep on my left, or I poop squatting, or I poop in the morning, or I poop in the evening. Does that have any bearing on my health? Well, you know, if you look at homeopathy, sometimes the way you poop or pee or eat or et cetera, that can make your constitution, and what comprises your constitution helps the homeopath decide how to treat you. So I do believe that certain things about you as an individual can actually be very relevant to you know, how a provider treats you. In the MD realm, we don't get to do any of that exciting stuff. As an MD, you know, we get to prescribe pills, and we get to, you know, prescribe physical therapy. We prescribe. And it's not as exciting. You know, I would love to do chiropractic and perform a manipulation or perform acupuncture or try a homeopathic treatment, but I'm just not trained in that, you know. I'm grateful to be an MD. It's just I'm limited in a lot of the more naturopathic stuff. Well, then you have a patient coming in, and, you know, I ask them about their medical history because they left a blank, and they go, I'm a Capricorn. Need I say more? Yeah, you do need to say you're a Capricorn. So what does that mean? You walk on all four legs? I don't get it. I don't like tan men and women. I don't know. You know, no. So I'm kind of obtuse when it comes to, you know, figuring out what's wrong with you medically if all you do is give me a medical sign. Now, when you look back to how medical astrology started, all right, you know, they would look at also the planets, okay? For example, so, like, if you look at the sun obviously is, you know, was the heart of everything. And now, I'm not saying back in the olden days they knew about all the planets, but this is kind of where they started to link, and they also kind of intermix this with the Greek mythology and the Roman gods, etc. So your Roman gods was your Jupiter, your Saturn, Uranus, whereas with the Greek gods, you had your Zeus and Apollo, etc. Okay, so, and I forgive me if I'm kind of stumbling on the whole Greek mythology, Roman mythology. That movie Troy comes to mind, and Brad Pitt, you know, half naked. Phenomenal scene, but distracting. So the sun is supposed to represent heart, spine, and vitality. All right? Now, there's tons of sources of this. I'm looking at Wikipedia on this one because I love the way it's bulleted. But many of you guys already know about this. The moon had more to do with the lymphatic system, your digestive system, and the moon, right? Moon, menses, female, cycles with the moon, right? Because 30 days. So you have a lot of female organ type stuff related to the moon. Mercury had to do with the brain and the central nervous system, the five senses, thyroid, Venus. A lot of people think Venus has to do with the vagina. It doesn't. It's more the ovaries, the thymus, the kidneys, the throat, etc. Stop the giggles. Mars, more muscular. So muscles, head, adrenal glands. Jupiter. What is one of the biggest pieces of, right? Jupiter is one of the biggest planets, right? Jupiter. Big, right? So your thighs, okay? Growth. Liver, feet, pituitary gland, Saturn, and I don't know if you guys believe this. I'm still confused now that they've renamed all the planets. Okay? Saturn, a lot of your skin, your ectodermis, your teeth, your bone, your hair, keratin, probably because of the ring. I don't know. All right. Body's defenses because of the ring, spleen. Then Uranus. Uranus has nothing to do with the intestine. It has to do with the parathyroid gland, neural activity. Your Neptune is your pineal gland, psychic healing. And then Pluto. We'll talk about these other glands when I want to go over anatomy. And then Pluto, not only a figure on in Disneyland, Mickey Mouse's dog. Right? Was Mickey Mouse's dog Pluto? Or was that Goofy? Eeyore? No, ER was Winnie the Pooh. Pluto, pancreas, metabolism, and elimination. So for those of you concerned that Uranus had everything to do with elimination, no, Pluto, because Pluto was the last planet out. So Pluto basically got everybody's elimination. Okay, so now let's look at the signs. So very, very interesting. Okay, Aries, okay, and if you go back to Greek mythology, it would, I mean, Aries was, I believe, oh my gosh, I need to look this up. I don't think Aries was the god of war or he might have been. He might have been, I have to think. But anyway, it's head. So if somebody, let's say, is an Aries, they may be more prone to migraines. That's how they figure this out. I'm not saying there's some science to this. I'm not an astrologist or a zodiacologist or whatever you would call them. All right, but I think that's cool. Taurus, the bull, throat, neck, thyroid gland. Maybe they got bigger necks, Taurus. I don't know. Gemini. Now, I'm a Gemini, so those of you like, okay, well, that is Gemini, so probably hemorrhoid, probably breast issues. Actually, no. They say with Gemini, a lot of arms, shoulders, hands, nervous system, brain, lung. Please, can you narrow it down? Let's say you're a Cancer. you know, kind of the July month. Chest, breast, stomach, alimentary canal. See, you would think I would be more of a cancer because I have major issues with my alimentary canal. You know, GI tract, stomach, breast, and chest. Major chest issues. But I'm not a cancer. I'm a Gemini. Leo, spinal column, heart, chest, Virgo. A lot of people think Virgo, virgin, so maybe they have a lot of gynecological issues. No. Usually virgins have digestive issues, not virgins, Virgos. So digestive issues, intestine, a Libra, kidneys, skin, buttocks. Now, I have major buttock issues. They're too big. Nope, but that's more Libra. Scorpio. Your Scorpio is where you have more sexual issues, not your Virgo. So Scorpio, reproductive system, excretory system, etc. Your Sagittarius, I think your Sagittarius is Christmas time, hips and thighs, right, obviously, because they, you know, Christmas, they're having birthday plus Christmas, sciatic nerve. And then your Capricorn, coming in January, knees, joints, skeletal system, Aquarius. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Aquarius, probably voice issues, right? No. Ankles, calves, circulatory system. Very interesting. Aquariuses are very, very known in medical astrology to have circulatory issues. My father was an Aquarius, had a heart attack. Not very good. And then Pisces. I have two Pisces in the family. Lymphatic system, adipose tissue, feet and toes. Every man in my family has flat feet. Okay? I don't know much about their lymphatic system. So, to kind of put this into perspective, according to one site called GZStuff.com, not very medical, but cool nonetheless, because you have the bull kind of moving and, you know, you have all these little figurines that look really, really good. You know, your Aries people will be more of your headache people. Very interesting. They usually seem to handle stress a little better, but they are more prone to accidents, blows to the head. So that would probably be like your football player, right? That is an Aries that decides to go into football. You know, I watch him for concussions. That's my medical advice. Taurus. Tauruses. Throat infections. Goiters. Remember, neck type issues. It's funny. All these sites really seem to back each other up. You wonder who the first person that came up with this was. All right. Gemini. Many people think Geminis are split personalities. That is not true. No psychiatric diagnoses at all with the Geminis, okay? All right? But we are more vulnerable to respiratory-type issues, okay? And they say Geminis do well with meditation. I don't even have time to meditate, right? Because I got this twin voice yelling at me. Cancer, we talked about abdomens, etc. Your Leo. Now, Leo, I guess, is ruled by the sun. So a lot more vitality type things like heart, head, etc. We talked about Virgo, nothing to do with gynecological issues. Libra, kidneys, bladder, etc. Scorpio, reproductive and excretory systems, have a lot to do with the whole female issues. The Sagittarius, right? Remember we talked about, and ways to remember this, right? We talked about Christmas, having your birthday around Christmas time, eating too much, getting fat. Well, Sagittarius is right before Christmas. Capricorn is through the Christmas. But they have thigh issues, Capricorn bone issues, Aquarius. We talked about circulatory issues. We should do this in pub quiz. And then your Pisces, I think of feet and lymphatic system. So what does that mean? What do you do? Nothing. I there's really nothing you can do. If you go to your doctor and you say I'm a Pisces, they probably won't know what to do with that. Okay? I mean, you know, you'll have to, you know, find your own orthotics. Remember, we're now in Obamacare. We can't do anything that's out of realm for cheap, inexpensive, non-testing medicine. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTALI. All right. Thank you for the text. The iHeart should be set up this week. I apologize. We're not set up today. We are going to rock that out for you guys. I am so, so excited to start iHeart this week. We just have a couple little issues that we just have to iron out, and I promise you we'll get that set. So thank you guys for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. In the meantime, still tune in on your iPhone app and your Android app, okay? You could still, I think, plug those into your car as well in the meantime. They're free apps. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show on your iPhone or Android app. Please also follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, man. It's all right. It's going to work out. It's all going to work out. Okay, so here we are. Let's go to this story that's driving me crazy, where parents in Rhode Island are being warned that their children could unfortunately have infestation of nasal maggots worming up in their noses, get internal bleeding and lung infections. Why? Because these kids are snorting Smarties candies. They say the, I guess people are getting nasal myiasis. It's where flies lay larva eggs inside the nose. Now, why would a fly go into your kid's nose? Because you could have candy that's sitting there rotting up in there. Now, I know you guys look at Smarties, and those are the Halloween candies that usually sit around till the following June. And we could eat them, and they still taste well. But remember, your nasal passages are moist. So once you moisten something like that up, it will then, it could start to decay and start to rot. So these kids get rotting candy up in their noses. Now, they say it's a widespread phenomenon that has been on YouTube for a while now. And I guess over a dozen students in this one area in Rhode Island have jumped on the snorting Smarties craze. So parents thus far have been warned to watch their children. This is being reported by Daily Mail, to see if they develop a tickling sensation inside their noses and if they begin to start smelling something very foul. So these kids will go, you know, if you do have this type of issue, you'll be like, okay, you know, something smells really bad in here. Something smells really bad in here. And, you know, mom's like, it wasn't me. Wasn't me. And then finally they realize, okay, you know what's coming from your nose. Now, sinus infections could do the same thing. But fungal infections can also do that, where if you have a fungal infection, you smell something so putrid. That's fungus. Okay? Now, symptoms of nasal maggots, I can't believe we have to even talk about this, are sneezing and a gooey discharge that can lead to mucus emanating from the patient's eyelids. Now, why would the nasal maggots go through the eyelids? Remember, you have the nasolacrimal duct. And the nasolacrimal duct connects the nose to the eye. This could be pretty scary stuff. And maggots move. Have you guys ever seen maggots? Oh my gosh. It's disgusting. All right. Now, I don't know why the powder makes people high. Apparently, there was a video on YouTube back in 2010 where young boys make lines out of Smarties dust. Similar to cocaine, they roll up a dollar bill and they snort the stuff. Now, this one particular clip, I guess, has attracted 12,000 views. The kids cough and gasp as the Smarties stuff goes through their nose. I don't know where the high is. I really don't. It makes no sense. And remember, these Smarties are very, very sharp candies. So they could cut you. They could scar you. If that gets into the lungs, it'd start to irritate and cause a fibrosis and certain scarring. You could be allergic, get an allergic reaction because the body doesn't know what the hell is going on, right? Then, of course, you could get an infection that sits in, and then you could get maggots. Now, they say that Smarties has dextrose, citric acid, calcium stearate, and coloring agents. None of those in and of itself should make a person high. So what these kids are doing very stupidly is doing the act of snorting, but because they say, well, this is a it's a legal substance, we're okay. Well, didn't you get in trouble back in the 80s for snorting glue, sniffing glue, or sniffing whiteout? Wouldn't you get in trouble? Yeah. I think in the 80s we had the gummy bears. I don't think anybody would try to snort that. We had the Bubblicious gum. I remember that. And then I think there was like a special type of root beer lip gloss, Bonnie Bell. Okay, couldn't snort that. So what would people do that sniff glue? Now, why are kids doing this kind of thing? I mean, why are they so stupid? I don't know. Okay? I mean, you know, I have a middle schooler, and he does some dumb things. I mean, he says some stupid things. I mean, he's my son. Of course he's going to say stupid things. I've said stupid things. But Unfortunately, you know, I don't get to watch every single thing this kid does, and most parents don't. And your middle school age, okay, could be just as bad as high school. Okay, high school, everybody wants to fit in, etc. Well, middle school now is what high school was to us 20, 30, 40 years ago. These kids now in middle school are expected to have they have the same pressures that high schoolers do. I never thought that. I had no idea that fifth graders were already going to second and third base. When I was in the fifth grade, I was 10 years old, and I was still watching the Smurfs, and I think E.T. came out, and I think I was, maybe The Empire Strikes Back was out, right? Because I was 10 years old, so that was 1981, so I was into the whole Darth Vader, and I thought Han Solo was hot. Okay, I was not, I just was not really into what, I guess, high schoolers, I just thought that was a completely different league. Middle schoolers now are doing sexual acts. They're snorting fake drugs. They're doing weird, stupid. They're choking each other. You heard about the choking game? We talked about that on the show. So the identity phase that these kids have, it's when they start to form their own identity. They're doing it now before high school. Now, maybe puberty has a part to play. Okay? When I was in medical school, if you had a period 8 years old or below, we called it precocious puberty. That was too young. And it was very odd to find a 9-year-old, this was 20 years ago, a 9-year-old having her period or a 10-year-old. Usually people got their periods at 12 years old, 13 years old. Now I have 9-year-old girls with their period. Fourth grade. I don't even think the fourth grade bathrooms have garbages. So if these girls are reaching menses early and these boys are reaching puberty early, then we need to realize that whatever high school BS happens, it's happening now in middle school. So watch your kids. If they're doing stupid stuff like this, you can't smack them upside the head. You got to basically get them some help. It is stupid stuff. And, you know, we all bow to peer pressure. We all succumb to that. And I mean, I did. I did a lot of stupid things, you know, in school. Never drugs. Okay. And I never put something in an orifice and attracted maggots. I never did that. But of course, I mean, you know, you want to fit in. So if somebody makes fun of somebody, if somebody does something stupid, if somebody, you know, dates somebody else for the wrong reasons, I think we've all done that. But to think that our little kids could be doing something like this is pretty scary. We talked about the nutmeg snorting, the cinnamon challenge, which blows my mind. There's these real crazy things on YouTube. Now, one of you as parents asked, how do you know what the next biggest craze is? I mean, I've tried to look up on YouTube. I mean, if I look up on YouTube, they have, you know, the artists and like Beyonce's new album and things like that. So you have all the downloads and stuff on YouTube. But you basically have to get word from, you need a spy. You need some kid that is going to reveal to their parents. And what I think you need to do is make sure you talk to the other parents in the school. I'm not that active a parent at my kid's school. I wish I was, but it's because I'm so busy. I got the show. I have the office. So I'm not that busy. But you know, I heard some, you know, racial jokes being spewed around by some of the kids at a birthday party. And I told the parents, I'm like, look, guys, I think this may be a new craze. So, you know, we got to jump on that puppy before these guys get in trouble. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. You know, we always talk about the heart and what's good for the heart. We talk about the omega-3s. We talk about eating well. We talk about keeping the weight off. We talk about exercising, keeping the in-laws away. I mean, a variety of things you could do to decrease stress to protect the heart. Well, another study has come out saying you need the sunshine. They say even a blast from a tanning lamp could cause blood pressure to fall and protect the heart. And so this is something that keeps haunting us. What, how to handle the sun? Okay, you know, I'm not a naturopath, but I really dig what nature provides us. Okay, I think there was another study about how Chinese medicine works and a lot of the herbals and I, you know, we've been saying this for centuries. Okay, before pharmaceuticals came out. All right, there were all these tinctures and herbs and things that we would use to help treat each other. All right, and now some of them didn't work. Some of them were just placebo, but then some of them did work. But the one thing that's out there that many of us have on our own figured out that seems to help is the sun. Now, I remember getting cut, and when I would go for a tan, your cut heals faster when it's out in the sun. Okay, I mean, the sun has healing properties. The sun warms you. The sun dries certain things out. The sun gives you vitamin D. Okay, this power source that drives our earth. All right, I mean, I sorry to go out on a limb here, but I think it actually helps our bodies. The problem is skin cancer is so scary. After I had a lesion taken off that was precancerous, mild dysplasia, we don't know if it would ever have turned into a melanoma or not. I'm just glad I cut it out. Again, I started to cover up, not going anywhere out in the sun, and I'm kind of nervous about that. I think we all are. So now we have a study from people in Edinburgh, researchers from Edinburgh University in Southampton, I believe in Great Britain, that exposed the skin of 24 healthy young men to a sun lamp for 20 minutes, and they measured their blood pressure. They find that the diastolic pressure, which is the bottom number, you know, if you have 120 over 80, 80 is the diastolic. The top number is the systolic. Diastolic is your filling pressure of the your filling pressure of the heart. They said that dropped significantly and remained low for at least half an hour after the lamp was switched off. Now, is it because of the vitamin D? Or is it because of the UVA rays? What is it? Do you release nitric oxide when the UVA rays from this lamp hits the skin, converts nitric oxide, is a vasodilator? So it's interesting. It's very interesting. And I have yet to see researchers come up with some guideline for us. Now, I've talked about this with my dermatologist, you know, and I've discussed this with you. You could have a cell that goes rogue. You know, we talked about, you know, if you drive a truck, you know, let one arm get the sun, you know, and then hopefully you'll get enough vitamin D for your body. And then you just watch that arm to make sure it doesn't turn cancerous, make sure you don't have any skin lesions. The problem is a melanoma can travel. So you could have a melanocyte that goes rogue, it travels, lands somewhere else and causes the melanoma there. You know, it's not always the sun-exposed areas. And so this gets to be pretty frustrating. But I got to tell you, this would be a very, very interesting study. Again, another good science fair project. Okay? You test somebody's blood pressure. You have them go out into the sun for 20 minutes. Okay? Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second. Okay, if you go out into the sun, right, you know, and you're sitting there with a Mai Tai, okay, and you're on vacation, your blood pressure will drop naturally. But that's not what they did. No Mai Tais, no hula dancers, no coconut bras. What they did is they stuck the people under a heat lamp. Okay? Now, maybe it's the idea of just sitting there, sitting still. I don't know. But a blast of UV light causing blood pressure to drop, this could be a very phenomenal breakthrough. A lot of my truckers out there, they have trouble passing their DOT physical. And I see them kind of discuss, you know, what's the best way to lower blood pressure quickly? So many of them say exercise, avoid your caffeine, avoid your alcohol the last couple days. But what about something rapidly? And you wonder. Now, you know, we know heart disease and stroke. Heart disease especially the number one killer, even more than cancer. In older populations, in younger populations, the number one killer is accidents. But in middle age on up, it's heart disease. And are we doing ourselves a disservice hiding from the sun? Being indoors, sitting in front of our Facebook or our laptop or our Google or our computer, you know, are we doing ourselves a disservice? So, you know, we know sunshine helps multiple sclerosis. We know it helps prevent, we found sunlight and vitamin vitamin D help prevent, colon cancer, breast cancer, etc. We've studied people along the equator, Amazonians, looking at their type of health issues versus the Northern American, Northern Europeans. We see a difference. There's something to the sun. Just we got to figure it out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, shift work. Okay, more news on shift work and how it could lead to cancer, diabetes, etc. But now they've actually identified that it disrupts 1,500 genes. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we are the capital of shift workers because we're a 24-hour town. And being a 24-hour town, you have people that work 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., or they work 9 to 4, 9 p.m. to 4. And, you know, the shift work is something that has haunted a lot of us. I pulled a shift last night with my cats. And so, you know, doing my 36-hour shifts, I mean, you know, it just, you know, wreaked havoc on my body. But they actually found genes that got disturbed or damaged, okay? And this rhythm of genes, 1,500, could be the reason why people are at risk for breast cancer, colon cancer, heart disease, diabetes, etc. Now, some of you say, well, I don't live in Las Vegas, so I'm in the clear. No, what about jet lag? Okay, jet lag can also screw you up. Now, we talked about this. Your body is not designed to fly from L.A. to New York City, all right, in a five-hour flight on JetBlue. It's not designed to do that. I could make it to New York in about 4.5 hours on JetBlue from Las Vegas. Okay, your body's not designed for that. Your body is designed to adjust as fast as you could walk, not ride a horse, not ride a train, not take a car, not take a plane, but as fast as you could walk. So by the time you walked from LA or Las Vegas to New York, your body would hopefully acclimate to the new temperature. Now, the body may not acclimate to that type of exercise. They may be like, well, what the heck? But, you know, people having altitude sickness, people having jet lag, people having, I don't know what else people get with this frequent travel. Their bodies don't know how to handle that. And remember, bodies like rhythms. One rhythm of which is your circadian rhythm. Your circadian rhythm has a 24-hour period. Your body works by numbers. Your body works by chemistry. It works by science. Okay, everything is a mathematical equation. So if you don't have a 24-hour cycle, it screws things up. Now, some of you are like, Dahlia, this is, same poop, different day, not a new story. What the new story is going to probably be is if we screw up our circadian rhythm or our 24-hour cycle and it puts us at risk for more and more health disorders, then what about those of you who take Ambien? Okay? I know a lot of people that work 3 swings and 3 graveyards a week. So they take the Ambien so they could sleep. If these people are never getting their 24-hour cycle, then they could be at health risk. So, you know, just be prepared for some news on those of you taking sleeping aches to screw up your 24-hour rhythm. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.